Welcome to Talent Talks, a series where we explore people, ideas and working life through international perspectives here in North Savo. Today I'm joined by Paula Aikio-Tallgren, CEO of Savon Yrittäjät. Welcome, Paula, to Talent Talks.
Thank you so very much.
To get started, could you briefly tell us about yourself and your role in Savon Yrittäjät?
Okay, well, I have been the managing director for 7 years now, this August, and I'm working for Savon Yrittäjät, which is the Federation of SME Enterprises in North Savo. And we are 9 people. We run EU projects, then we arrange events, and we educate and we give very practical services to our member companies. We have approximately 3,000 companies as a member companies. So we work for SMEs.
Of course, and today we talk about internationalism. And let's start from the bigger picture. How important is international talent for companies here in North Savo?
Well, I would guess it differs very much depending on a company. We know that we have highly internationalized companies in North Savo as such. And on the other hand, then we have domestic companies which haven't had any export or so forth. But I think that most of the companies are already internationalized, but they not necessarily realize that. I mean that because we have now internet and everything, so it's very common for the company and owners to check the global prices and all sorts of competitors. We have AI, which helps a lot. So I think that actually all the companies are doing international business global on the global market, but they don't maybe see it themselves.
If we speak about people in companies, and we also hear that there are some companies what need more about employees. So what kind of skills are companies especially struggling to find?
This sounds very boring because I'm referring to my last answer. It differs so much regarding the companies. But, well, first of all, we need labor force. That is for sure. All the branches which now haven't employed that much people will have a different situation in the coming years, because when the Finnish economy starts rising up. So we need multi-talents, we need white-collar people, we need blue-collar people for different jobs. And my sincere wish is that we welcome all these people with open arms. And that is our challenge, we who live here in North Savo.
And I think it is language is also maybe that it's difficult. Maybe they're in companies think about it that we don't can speak English, or the employees Finnish. Is the language also a problem in companies?
Well, it is a problem if we make it a problem. I would say that when I came to North Savo from Lapland, I was told that nobody speaks Swedish here. I said okay, but that is not true, of course. But we have made many surveys to our member companies, and we have asked whether you have employed foreign labor, and what are your experiences, and what role plays the language skills. And I remember that the first surveys we made 2022, the answer was that, oh, we cannot employ any foreign people because it's so important to speak Finnish in our company. But then when the period came where that was a lack of labor. Then we noticed that the language was not, Finnish skills was not that important anymore because everybody was wanted. So, but my sincere hope is that that we would at least try speak more English, and it can be a mix of Finnish and Swedish or English or whatever. Now we have all kinds of tools to use as a for the translation, very quick translation. So I hope that the language doesn't play that big a role. But also I hope that the foreign people who come here, they would start to learn Finnish for their own use, because it's much nicer to talk other languages and not to be so worried about if everything is exact and blah blah blah.
Yes. Yeah. And we are now talking about English, and we are not native English speakers.
No,
and
we
just try.
Yes, exactly. And all the companies answered also that okay, our experience for foreign employers, they were stunningly good, so that everybody was happy. The company was happy. The foreign person was happy, and all the fellow co-workers in the company were happy. So everybody was happy in the end. So I would suggest that try, and the person, of course, is most important, and then it comes the language as a second.
Paula Akio Tallgren, let's talk about something very concrete. We educate a lot of international students here in North Savo, but many of them maybe move to bigger cities like Helsinki or Tampere. Tampere, why it's that?
Well, this is a very crucial question, which we should take seriously, because that we have thousands of foreign students, and when they come here and they make their master's degree or whatever, they think that this area is wonderful and North Savo is wonderful and Kuopio is interesting, but then they don't find jobs or necessary places to make their compulsory training or something like that. So I think that we should focus on that. I think that the foreign students should have much longer Finnish lessons that they today get. I have an experience because I am now the mentor for two mentees coming from Sri Lanka, and they have just right now finished their master's degree, but they say that they cannot speak Finnish. And I think that especially for the students, it should be more Finnish lessons, because that helps them to integrate into our society, and Finnish skills also open the doors for young students, because now they disappear to Tampere and Helsinki. And I also ask them whether they have found English written hakemus applications in Duunitori or somewhere. And they say that no, English versions are from Tampere region or Helsinki regions. That is something that we should change.
What role do university and Savonia have in this, maybe in Finnish language learning? How do you think?
I think that they have, because the students, they come here and they are fresh, they are ready to learn, and also they are ready to learn new skills. And I think that in that sense, the Finnish lessons should be, it should come automatically, and it should be enough language lessons for them.
I think when we meet an international person, we maybe first talk in English.
Yes.
And many guests in here in Talent Talk says that we can speak Finnish to the international people first and then change the English if we can't understand each other.
Do you
think, Paula, that we can also speak more Finnish to international people and then they learn better Finnish?
You are quite right. Yes, I think so too. Maybe it comes too automatically. And I think it's okay to use both languages in a mixed way. But I think that the Finnish skills are especially important for the young people because they are in the university bubble. They speak English. They meet young people who come from different countries. They are in the student bubble. But I think that the what we could do is that we, from the day one when they arrive, we start to tell them about companies in North Savo. We explain that here we have these companies and we are totally about 10,000 companies or 15,000, depending on how you count them. We have so many branches. We have water cluster. We have health sector. We have very heavy construction business and manufacturing. We are strong in that sense. We should introduce our companies and other organizations more efficiently to the young people who come here to study, because I have understood that they first start to think about job or the practicant place when they are in the end of their studies, and then it's too late. Then it's very easy for them to go to Helsinki or Tampere, and then they leave Kuopio and this beautiful North Savo. And that is not good.
You are listening to Talent Talks, and our guest is the CEO, Paula Aakio-Tallgren, from Savon Yrittäjät. If we talk about life, it's not only job or student, but it's also a family.
Yes.
How important is that also the family finds their place here in North Savo, Kuopio, when we talk about people of international people?
Yeah, this is very essential. Of course, the young students, they come by themselves, but then especially the talents, and also whoever people come here to work, they bring their family. And we know from several studies that it's very important that the whole family is welcomed, and they should have their own lessons or some program so that they can integrate into our society. Now I'm talking about the kindergarten and the preschool and all the nursing places and so forth. And also hobbies, sports, we should make them feel home. And I think that this is something that it doesn't belong to authorities or the government. This is something what we, any one of us could do more efficiently. So I hope that especially City of Kuopio pays very good attention to this matter, how to get foreign families to integrate in Kuopio and North Savo.
So community is very important.
Yes, and they should have a guide also what to do, what is Kela, and how do I open a bank account. There are very practical questions which face the foreign family. We should help them. And it's very easy. We only need to think, if I move now to Germany with my family, how would I like to be treated by the German people? Of course, any gesture that makes me feel happy and welcome, that is a plus. But I would also need very practical advice. And I think that we should be more eager. We should have a system to make them feel at home.
Paula Aakio-Tallgren, if we look at North Savo as a region, what makes this area attractive for international professionals and businesses?
Well, how much time do we have? How much time do we have? Oh, this is a paradise. This is a paradise for the companies and and for the people and foreign people and Finnish people. I think that the city of Kuopio brand is in very good shape. I really do like it. What we need more is that we put more effort on marketing. I know it's been done, but that is something that I would like to see even more in the future. We are very versatile when it comes to the different branches and line of businesses, as I mentioned, the health sector and manufacturing and service sector and so forth. So we have a lot to offer as a livelihood and many different types of jobs. And then if you think about the nature and all what the whole country has to, whole region has to offer. So I think that we don't have any problems to be appealing. But what we need to do is heavier marketing and also for the universities and young people abroad.
Finish looking ahead. Yeah. What does North Savo need to succeed internationally in the next 5-10 years? You said that marketing is something else.
Yeah.
What we need to bring more internality here in North Savo or Kuopio.
Yes, I think that the challenge which I now would like to address is to ordinary people. Yeah. We know that we are very friendly people in Kuopiotori and everywhere else. So I would emphasize that. So as I said earlier, welcome different people from different regions. And also one thing that came to my mind is that also I think that we should need an English speaking radio program. have you thought about it? Yes, indeed. I was thinking about all the tourists and also the young students and also the foreign people. So that have you thought about that?
Yes, let's think about it.
Yes, like a weekly 1 hour. For instance, in summertime, Yle is sending this summer broadcasting program. So.
Very good idea, Paula. Thanks for that.
Okay, maybe we need to discuss it with somebody else.
Yes,
of course. Your boss probably, but otherwise.
Maybe. Yes. Are you optimistic about the future?
Yes, absolutely. There is no doubt about that. I think that as a region, North Savo has lots of personality. Personality is important. And good humor is important. And as a people, we are welcoming and nice. So I think that the world is wide open for us.
Mm. Paula Akio-Talgren, CEO of Savon Yrittäjä, thank you for the discussion.
Thank you, Anssi. It was a pleasure.
And thank you for listening to Talent Talks.